Jeff Field is in with us now. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. We made an executive decision this morning, didn't we, Tess?
We did.
That news of the week really would just be about two stories.
Yeah.
And I think everyone has guessed what they are. Because pretty much the news cycle that we have in this country, in fact around the world, has been totally thrown into chaos because of the two, well, the New Zealand massacre, obviously around the world, but here in New South Wales,
we've got the election.
It's been the election. So let's just focus on those two today for news of the week. Obviously, other things did happen. Yes, Donald Trump is still a president of the United States.
God, is he?
Brexit is still a mess.
Oh, shock.
But let's concentrate on the two big stories. Look, a call to prayer won't be answered by 50 people slain in two New Zealand mosques a week ago, but it will be heard around the world today. Families and communities are expected to return to the scene of the terror attacks for the first time today. It's exactly 1 week ago, can you believe that, since we first heard that tragic news. Police and contractors race to prepare in time for Islam's sacred day of worship, which will include a memorial for the dead. 2 minutes of silence will follow at exactly 1:30 p.m. New Zealand time, which will be broadcast on television and radio. So basically the country will come to a halt.
For 2 minutes.
And hopefully a lot of people around the world will also observe that silence. Jacinda Ardern, meantime, has announced major changes to New Zealand's gun laws following the attack, with all military-style semi-automatic weapons banned. She didn't muck around here. The reforms include a buyback scheme that officials currently estimate could cost up to $200 million. There'll also be a ban on assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and certain modification parts. Now, there is a leader that said she was going to do something and got it done.
And I've said this a couple times this week. I don't think it matters where you sit on the political spectrum. You really couldn't have asked more from Jacinda Ardern this week.
You know, on let's have a look at social media, for instance. People that I violently disagree with, not violently, I'm not a violent person, but people that I really disagree with and that are on the other spectrum of politics to me, all have been praising Jacinda Ardern. I think, how could you not?
Yeah, I don't think you could ask any more of her.
Her authenticity, her compassion, her leadership, that's the big thing. Because we're so used to seeing leaders just mouthing words in front of cameras, nodding, reading the script, saying the right things. She just spoke from the heart. And I think one of the defining moments of the week for me was when she was at the school and one of the school kids said, "How are you feeling, Prime Minister?"
Yeah.
And she said, "Very sad."
And that's it as well, you know, yeah, I don't have anything to add to that. She's just been incredible.
Yeah. Now, on to the fun and games of the New South Wales state election.
Oof.
Well, New South Wales Coalition and Labor leaders Gladys Berejiklian and Michael Daly are out making their final pitch to voters and promising policies on the eve of the state election. Earlier this week, we told you that both parties would have to borrow billions of dollars to have even the slightest hope of making any of these promises come true. I don't mean to be a negative Nelly, but I'm sorry. Why do we hear all these promises just in the weeks to the election and then most of them never eventuate?
And that's just it. Like, and I don't think, I can't list anyone that I know of who actually believes that any of this is going to get done. Like, it's just for show at this point, because no one actually believes we're going to get a bullet train.
I've stopped reporting the promises because every day there is someone out there saying, "We're going to build a new school here. We're going to build a new railway interchange here. We're going to do this here. We're going to do that there. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you Opal cards. We're going to give you free after-school care." I've lost track.
Yeah.
Look, it's been an interesting campaign because you would have to say going into the campaign, Gladys Berejiklian was not looking like a winner at all. She's had lots of things to deal with, including the stadium issue, the Sydney nightlife issue, to name just a few things. And there were some polls showing that she was behind, only a point or two, but still you would have to say that she was not looking good, and they would have been worried. Things changed earlier this week when a video was released of Michael Daly saying that Asians were making young Sydney people flee Sydney. And by the way, this was not just like a secret video. You might like to explain, Tess, because you're the one that told me that this wasn't just like someone secretly videoing him.
Well, I thought it was.
That's what I thought.
When I'd first heard, oh, a video has come out of Michael Daly in a Blue Mountains pub saying all these things that, you know, really could feel like they could have come out of Pauline Hanson's mouth. Yeah. I assumed it was him talking to his mate and somebody has whipped out the mobile phone from behind them and is filming them. And I'm thinking grainy mobile phone footage, all that fun stuff. But no, it's at this politics in the pub. Conference isn't the right word, but it's, you know, they have the
community
event.
Yeah.
It's a pretty regular event.
Over a few beers.
Yeah, event's the word I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
He's up there on a stage with a mic talking to this entire pub unashamed. Like, this is not something he's just saying to his mate. This is something he's happy to just spout out to an entire pub's worth of people. And, oh, good Lord, that's even worse.
A microphone. As well as every single person in that pub would have had a mobile phone.
Yeah.
So it was going to get out. And that has really dominated. I've had a look at the media monitoring. That has dominated the state election this week. And, you know, he is a new leader. He came in after Luke Folley's white flight comments. I would say most people wouldn't have even known who Michael Daly was until fairly recently.
Well, once Luke Folley stepped down after the, you know, harassment allegations, it came down to two people that pretty well you wouldn't know unless you had been following state politics with a microscope.
Which not many do.
I think
maybe
like
honest.
Four people
apart from
do.
Geeks like us.
Oh, not even I do. Yeah. Not even I do that.
Of course, the Premier made a few missteps on Wednesday at that debate where she announced a toll on the M4, which was not happening. So, I think the fact that what I would say is the fact that this Michael Daly thing has really overshadowed everything else could mean that this is going to be very close. Now, we haven't had a poll out today, which surprises me. There was a Galaxy poll out, but it was before the Michael Daly comments, and it was 50-50 at that stage. And people like Anthony Green were saying, well, if that was the case then, there would be a coalition minority government. They would need the help of people like the Shooters Party. And, you know, there are people like Mark Latham running for One Nation. So that would be a hung parliament with people like that controlling the levers of this state. So it's going to be a very interesting night tomorrow night. Now, don't forget, polls open at 8 a.m. and they close at 6 p.m. A lot of people have already voted, I think 850,000 last time I checked. I can't tell you which polls have sausage sizzles, though.
That's the only reason we go, Jeff.
Maybe I should actually find out and get back to you on that. You have a clock ticking now. You might like to update us on that.
Oh, my math is not good for this. 24 hours and 38 minutes until democracy sausage.
Ta-da!
I find myself as well falling back to the Batuta advocate to some issues up far too often, but this is truly another one where I cannot say it better than they did. They had an article out yesterday that was the headline was New South Wales voters forced to choose between unbridled corruption and blatant racism.
I'm not going to say a word except what a clever headline. You know what? The last thing I would say, I said this to you an hour ago. I think when you are walking into that polling booth, I don't care what side of politics you support, think very carefully. Don't just tick one. Go through and look at all the candidates. This is just my opinion, because it's a very, you know, every election is important, of course, but this one, particularly with all, so many parties. You were telling me about the Flux party.
Yeah, they came up in a Facebook ad yesterday. I was sitting with someone and we were going through it, trying to work out what the hell the Flux party was. All I managed to pick up from their entire website was, we are the most transparent political party. And then it was just a lot of words that meant nothing. I literally couldn't tell you a policy.
Well, you know, apart from the Flux party, you know, there's so many other parties. There's the Dying with Dignity party, the Keeps in the Open party, you know, so many parties. And to be honest, not many of them stand a chance. Can I say this? Unfortunately, One Nation and the Shooters Party look like the ones that are going to get in. So it's going to be a very interesting election. As I said a few weeks ago, I would have said, as I'm no Anthony Green, but I would have said Gladys Berejiklian is out. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night.
It's a coin toss.
Interesting. But we'll talk about it on Monday.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a
fun
morning.
I do know who's going to win. I'll tell you on Monday if I was right.
I'd like to see
that.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff.